another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Hello, people. I am DJ Nicola, and we are welcoming you to a special Psycho Jello show. This is our Halloween show, episode number 208.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, 'cause you might just make up my magic spell. Got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad. Darling, I need you, darling.
welcome to the Psycho Jello Halloween Show. I am Mr. Zero, and this is my co-host, DJ Nicola.
The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul since 2018. You just heard the number 36 hit, Spooky, by Dusty Springfield from 1970.
That is correct. She was born Mary Isobel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien on the 16th of April in 1959 in London, England. She passed away on the 2nd of March in 1999.
And before that was the number 37 hit, the original version of Black Magic Woman from March 1968 by Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. The original Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. They formed in London in 1967. I saw a later incarnation of them in July of 1994 in Des Moines, Iowa. And opening our show, my second favorite TV show of all time, The Twilight Zone. It was on CBS for 156 episodes from October of 1959. To June of 1964. The creator of the show, Rod Serling, was born Rodman Edward Serling on the 25th of December 1924 in Syracuse, New York. He passed away on the 28th of June of 1975.
I'm unfamiliar with these kind of TV shows because we didn't get to see them in East Germany.
And up next, yes, The Addams Family on ABC for 64 episodes from September of 1964 to April of 1966.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together, ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat, sweet, petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on, we're gonna pay a call on, the Addams Family.
That was Whatever Happened to Eddie from 1983. That was based on theme from The Munsters, which ran on CBS for 72 episodes from September of 1964 to May of 1966. That was from Butch Patrick, born Patrick Allen Lilly on the 2nd of August in 1953 in Englewood, California. He sang and played bass guitar on that song.
Mr. Zero, don't you have a story about Butch Patrick?
Butch Patrick? You bet I got a story. August of 1990 in Chicago, Illinois, we were at a party together. Tried to talk to him about the Munsters TV show. He was not that interested. Later on, I rented the exact same apartment where he once lived here in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Check out Mr. Zeros at Twin Cities Buzz and RosevillePatch.com. And Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History on Facebook. You can listen to the last 90 episodes of The Psycho Jello Show at MrZeros.com under the podcast key.
And right now, my favorite TV show of all time, The Outer Limits. It ran on ABC for 49 episodes from September of 1963 to January of 1965.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Something to eat. Now I passed up all the chain franchise joints on Hamburger Row and stopped at a little greasy spoon place I always eat at called Eat. Sit and go. Get you one of those greasy hamburgers all peppered up, lay you up in the hospital for 10 days. So I ordered me up a couple of them grease bombs. Waitress brought them over, lifted up the bun, checked them out. Damn, no ketchup. So I nudged the guy sitting next to me at the counter. I said, hey, partner, how about passing the ketchup over? Suddenly, this little bitty green hand holding a ketchup bottle came into view. And I freaked. Because the guy sitting next to me was a Martian. In 28 years of eating hamburgers, I ain't never run into no Martian. Not at 2:30 in the morning, and certainly not at a fine scarfing establishment like Eat. Well, he was sitting over there with a bunch of colored sticks on his plate, and I looked over at him and I said, what you eating there, boy? Crayons? And he said,
why no, they're Martian cigarettes. Here, try one.
Well, about a half hour later, he looked over at me and smiled. Them old Martians ain't got but two teeth in their head. And he said,
how do you feel?
And I said, well, so good. Yeah, I do. Go boogie. Wow, go break this. Don't know what a boogie, like a small how come out of all the places you could have landed, you ended up here? He said,
well, according to my lunar space map, this town here is supposed to be
the boogie capital of the USA! So I asked him, I said, now where else you been, boy? And he told me.
Said I rocked him over and I rocked him down. Rocked him in the country, I rocked him in town. Rocked him from Memphis on, go to Maine. Woke up on my lady and she asked my name.
Told him the name was on tail of my shirt. I said, my chair margin don't have to work. Yeah, bam! So good!
The number 59 hit Martian Boogie by Brownsville Station from August of 1977. That was a huge hit when I lived in Jackson, Mississippi. That band formed in 1969 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. With a shout out to my longtime friend, Professor Schmitty.
Mr. Zero, didn't you meet the bass player of that band?
I did. I met their bass player, Mike Lutz, in Ames, Iowa in May of 1995.
The Psycho Jello Show is brought to you by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113. They sell plastic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too, since 2009. Where nerd is the word.
Hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent, laid lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him, he'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
That was the number 21 hit, Werewolves of London, from January of 1978 by Warren Zevon. That's right, Warren Zevon, born Warren William Zevon on the 24th of January 1947 in Chicago, Illinois. He passed away on the 7th of September in 2003. I was able to catch him in November of 2000 at First Avenue here in Minneapolis. My favorite part of the show is when somebody yelled up something to him from the audience, and he yelled back to them the correct answer and followed it up with, "Look that up on your precious internet." All right, Warren.
Right.
Mr. Zero, that was the number 20 hit, Scary Monsters and Super Freaks, from September of 1980 by David Bowie.
Yes, David Robert Jones, one David Bowie, born on the 8th of January 1947 in London, England. He passed away on the 10th of January in 2016. It's no secret, I'm a huge David Bowie fan. Seems like our show has come to an end, DJ Nicola. This final song is a bonus track just for our website listeners. This is by Mickey Dolenz, formerly of the Monkees, from a 1974 session for MGM Records with Cozy Powell on drums. From the unreleased album I Hate Rock and Roll, Flying Purple People Eater.
I saw the thing coming out of the sky with one big horn, one big eye. I commenced shaking and I said, "Ooh, it looks like a purple people eater."
Finally, this is the theme from Night Gallery, which was on NBC for 52 episodes from November of 1969 to June of 1973. It used to scare me to death.
I am DJ Nicola, and I want to thank you for listening to episode 208. Tune in next time when you can hear us in the stars.
I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Halloween show.